You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined for going on 8 years now, my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I don't believe we have featured this builder on our show before. Very much looking forward to it.
We have not featured him, and he has got some very neat, very cool, exciting product that our listeners are going to love.
I wish we had taped the pre-show banter because he kind of ran through a bunch of stuff that they're doing. Sounds really cool. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jim Beveridge. He's a partner with McKinney Builders. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so thanks for doing that. So before we get into our conversation, much to discuss, give us a little background on you and then tell us about McKinney Builders. How are you serving this marketplace?
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. So I am a reformed banker.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I spent my first 28 years banking home builders and then shepherding a lot of them through the Great Recession. And then I decided to, if you ever seen the movie Dances with Wolves, I decided to leave the cavalry and join the Indians. And so Mac and I got together, Mac McKinney is my partner in McKinney Builders, in 2012. We shook hands and we did our first starts at Serenby. So McKinney Builders is, Mac is coming up on his 50th year of home building. So he brings the construction expertise and I guess me seeing a lot of homes go up over the years and financing a lot of the builders, I bring a little bit of the banking, marketing side and strategy and communication. So we have evolved from a custom builder, and we still are a member of the Southern Living Home Building Network, to more of a medium-sized builder. In fact, this year we'll do somewhere between 35 and 40 homes in three or four different communities and probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $18 million in sales. So we really evolved from the beginnings when we were only doing a couple homes a year.
That's pretty neat. I don't know that I know of any other bankers turned builders. That's kind of an interesting path that you took to get there. But clearly you build beautiful homes and they're selling well. And we were talking a little pre-show and you just mentioned it again about Serenby. So let's talk a little bit about what you do at Serenby.
So at Serenby, we're the historic leading builder, I guess, all time. We've built about 60 homes between Mac and I out at Serenby. And we specialize, I guess, on more of the lower end, the lower square footage, but high amenitized homes. So you might have our average home is under 2,000 square feet, but they're finished like million-dollar homes on the inside and outside.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the average price range for us probably at Serenby is about $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking about Serenby and all that that implies over the years. It's still one of our favorite one of the really cool little communities in Metro Atlanta. Neat stuff. Now, do you also, have you also built tiny homes there?
We have. We did an experiment, and I call it an experiment, being with my banker background. We were going to build a 1,000-square-foot, really one-bedroom with a flex room house, and I was trying to figure out how am I going to sell that to the bankers? You know, how are they going to believe that we can sell a 1,000-square-foot home for starting at $359,000? They ended up being $389,000. We had six lots. And I said, well, let's do this. Let's try two. And Serenby is going to guarantee us rental income through the bed and breakfast program on one of them. So we can turn it into, if it doesn't sell, we can turn it into a commercial real estate fully amortizing loan. And the other one I'll take as a second home if it doesn't sell. So that's how I...
The Jim Beveridge guarantee.
That's how we navigated the first two. Once we got them up and finished, we sold six within 30 days, which is all we had lots for.
Wow.
So
you think there may be more of them in the future?
I was just going to ask, is there going to be more?
Well, we were hoping to take it around the corner to the next nine lots. Serenby had different ideas. They want us to do some Scandinavian row homes, which we did. And we've sold four or five of those. We still have four or five to go.
Mm-hmm. Scandinavian row. Tell us about that. That sounds interesting.
So those are another version of a tiny house. They range from 1,000 square feet to about 1,400 square feet, but these are attached.
Oh, wow.
And they have open courtyards. They have covered porches. a lot of volume, double foyers, double living room and open concept kitchen and dens. So they're very sexy, I guess.
Is yeah, way. That's intriguing.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. So you sold more of the tiny homes more quickly than you sold of the Scandinavian row homes. What do you attribute that to?
So probably this shot, we call them tiny homes, but they're really, they were called modern shotguns.
Modern shotguns. Okay. Yes.
And I would say that single family versus townhome, and these were a little higher price. These were in the mid fours to high fours generally. So I think the higher price and the fact that they're attached,
right,
you know, made them go a more normal pace,
right,
instead of the
crazy fast pace.
That's right. Yep.
That's very cool. Well, anything else you want to share about Serenpeat till we move on to the next one?
We're very, very thankful to have been building at Serenpeat because I believe they're on the cutting edge of building technology, of development. And really, if you go there, you feel like you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you're only 45 minutes from Atlanta. So, you know, a good number of our buyers do buy there for a weekend home or maybe an investment property. Maybe because we're on the lower end of the range, they can do both. They can do the city home and the country home. But we have learned to be on the cutting edge of the industry by being in Serenpeat, and it has attracted other developers to approach us about other opportunities.
That's
really cool. Let's talk about some of those other. So Pinewood Forest is one that we want to learn more about.
So Pinewood Forest is a community of eventually be 700 or so single family and multifamily homes for sale across from the Pinewood Movie Studios. It will eventually be, I believe, the city center of the south side of Atlanta.
Wow.
There's a movie theater already inked, a 50,000 square foot wellness center done by Piedmont. The restaurants, there's five of them signed up. Restaurants like Honey Gelato at Pont City Market, Pancake Social, which is a all-day breakfast concept. The chefs there, there'll be no chains. There'll be chef-inspired, multiple cuisine restaurants that are underneath the apartment element. So there's luxury apartments coming, a boutique hotel, and then very fine architecture. The town planner is Lou Oliver, who's also drawn most, if not all, the houses out there. And the developer is an affiliate of Dan Cathy, who is the CFO, as you probably know, of Chick-fil-A. So that development has, you know, tremendous staying power. Dan wanted, his vision was to create a place where the creative class could thrive. And so we're attracting that. There's a lot of people in the Peachtree City, City of Fayetteville market, in the surrounding area that wants this type of community, walkable to shops and restaurants. And that's really a theme of our company. Is we like to build where we can walkable to shops and restaurants, because I just don't know, we haven't met anybody yet, whether they be an empty nester or a millennial, that doesn't like the idea of being able to walk to a nice shop or restaurant from home.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
So what types of homes are you building at Pinewood Forest?
So at Pinewood, we have predominantly been building townhomes, and they've been very successful. We've, since project inception about 18 months ago is our first closing, we've closed 25 homes. We have another 15 under contract, and we've got another 15 that we're starting now.
Wow.
So it's been very successful for us. Our philosophy is we try to be at the lower price point of a neighborhood or the lowest dollar per square foot, or sometimes both, and that's been successful for us, along with the strategy of being walkable.
Sounds like a great strategy to me. We all want to be walkable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who doesn't want to be able to walk to somewhere cool after they get home, or even, you know, walk to work and come home and not have to get in a car at all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sick of the traffic.
Yeah, that's a good point. So there is, you know, office opportunities and the Pinewood Movie Studios, which is a big industry in Georgia, is right across the street.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Gosh, there's a long list of things we want to dive into. I guess I want to dive into this village of Williams Park. Tell us about that one.
So the village at Williams Park, continuing our theme of walkable shops and restaurants, about 2 miles from the new SunTrust Park, but it is on the edge of the historic Williams Park neighborhood in the city of Smyrna, one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city of Smyrna, and it's walkable to the new Publix anchored John Quayle Center. And then across the street, there's the city center where City Hall is, and Moe's and some other shops. And I think there's other bars and restaurants, pizza places, things like that.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff. Well, that sounds intriguing. So we're keeping an eye on the time here. As was mentioned at the top of the show, you are a Southern Living custom builder. What does that mean? So someone listening says, well, what does that actually mean for me?
So a Southern Living custom home builder is a group of, I would say, elite. There's only about 120 or so builders across the United States that are members of this club. And in that club, you have financial, reputational hurdles that you need to get through before you're allowed in the club. But it opens us up to the network of Southern Living designers, Southern Living architecture, and it's really builders who predominantly are custom home builders, maybe smaller. We're probably one of the larger of the group in terms of number of homes that we build, but it's an exclusive network of builders who have are kind of on the cutting edge.
Let's talk a little bit about Operation Finally Home. I saw on your website that you've participated in that. Is that something you're active in now, or you've done in the past? Or
well, yes, we did one about 2 or 3 years ago. And we can only do that every so often because we ask all of our subcontractors to pitch in and either donate or at cost. And so what we're able to do is provide a mortgage-free home to a veteran. It's usually a disabled veteran. And it was very rewarding to participate in that process.
I bet it was. Well,
that's
I
awesome.
Love those kinds of projects.
I do too. So thank you all for doing that. Yes. I appreciate you giving back.
It's my pleasure.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah. Heard a good preacher say one time, you can't outgive the Lord, and that's true.
That's right.
Yep. Yes. Hear, hear. All right, Jim, we are now about out of time. So before we let you go, should anyone want to connect with you, how do they find you and learn more about McKinney Builders?
So we have a website, www.mckinneybuilders.com. My cell phone is 404-697-7700, and be glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about.
All right. Jim Beveridge, a partner with McKinney Builders. Jim, again, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. All the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.